I now introduce you to a new character in our little story about a young man by the name of Amnon and a young lady by the name of Tamar. They were both children of King David. And Tamar was a sister of Absalom. Amnon was a child of David by another mother. And Amnon thought he was in love with Tamar. And he pined for her. Well, the new character in the story is a man by the name of Jonadab. Now, Jonadab, in my Bible, it gives this word, that he was a man of deception, and he was subtle. And I found that to be intriguing because the Bible tells us about another character in the book of Genesis who was described as being the most subtle of all the creatures in the garden. And he was a snake. And Jonadab was a snake. Because he saw Amnon, and he was friends of Amnon. And he basically said to Amnon, he says, "What's wrong with you? I mean, you walk around, you're in some kind of a daze. You seem to be out of it. You just seem to be downcast. What's gotten into you?" And so Amnon opens his heart and shares his heart to his friend Jonadab, and he says, "I'm in love with Tamar." And so Jonadab says, "Well, just go ask the king if she can come to your house and make you some cakes and minister to you." And so, in other words, it was Jonadab who put a thought into Amnon's head that led him to what eventually happened. So, Amnon goes to the king, King David, tells him that he was sick. Actually, he didn't go to him. The word from his servants went to David. He said, "Hey, your son is sick." And so David the king goes down and visits with Amnon to say, "Hey, what's going on here?" And Amnon says, "Well, I'm sick. Would you have Tamar come and make some cakes for me? And that'll make me feel better." So David sent to the house of Tamar and says, "You need to go down and make some cakes for Amnon," and she did. And so while they were there, and she's in his house, and she's baking and getting all this ready, he says to Tamar, he says, "Come into my chambers with me." I'm going to tell you something. These are moments of decisions. And I tell this to young people at my youth camps, different things. I said, decisions that you make at any moment will affect you for the rest of your life. And there are many, many times when people have made the wrong decision and ends up leading to destruction. This was a decision that Tamar had to make. And unfortunately, she made the wrong decision. And I'm just saying to anybody that's listening, beware of the snake. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.